The Poor Man and the Rich Man. In olden times, when the Lord himself still used to walk about on this earth amongst men, it once happened that he was tired and overtaken by the darkness before he could reach an inn. Now there stood on the road before him two houses, facing each other, the one large and beautiful, the other small and poor. The large one belonged to a rich man, and the small one to a poor man. Then the Lord thought, "I shall be no burden to the rich man. I will stay the night with him." When the rich man heard someone knocking at his door, he opened the window and asked the stranger what he wanted. The Lord answered, "I only ask for a night's lodging." Then the rich man looked at the traveler from head to foot, and as the Lord was wearing common clothes and did not look like one who had much money in his pocket, he shook his head and said, "No, I cannot take you in. My rooms are full of herbs and seeds, and if I were to lodge everyone who knocked at my door, I might very soon go begging myself. Go somewhere else for a lodging." And with this, he shut down the window and left the Lord standing there. So the Lord turned his back on the rich man and went across to the small house and knocked. He had hardly done so when the poor man opened the little door and bade the traveler come in. "Pass the night with me. It's already dark," said he. "You cannot go any further tonight." This pleased the Lord, and he went in. The poor man's wife shook hands with him and welcomed him, and said he was to make himself at home and put up with what they had got. They had not much to offer him, but what they had they would give him with all their hearts. Then she put the potatoes on the fire, and while they were boiling, she milked the goat, that they might have a little milk with them. When the cloth was laid, the Lord sat down with the man and his wife, and he enjoyed their coarse food, for there were happy faces at the table. When they had had supper and it was bedtime, the woman called her husband apart and said, "Hark you, dear husband, let us make up a bed of straw for ourselves tonight, and then the poor traveler can sleep in our bed and have a good rest, for he has been walking the whole day through, and that makes one weary." "With all my heart," he answered, "I will go and offer it to him." And he went to the stranger and invited him, if he had no objection, to sleep in their bed and rest his limbs properly. But the Lord was unwilling to take their bed from the two old folks. However, they would not be satisfied until at length he did it and lay down in their bed, while they themselves lay on some straw on the ground. Next morning they got up before daybreak and made as good a breakfast as they could for the guest. When the sun shone in through the little window and the Lord had got up, he again ate with them and then prepared to set out on his journey. But as he was standing at the door, he turned around and said, "As you are so kind and good, you may wish three things for yourselves, and I will grant them." Then the man said, "What else should I wish for but eternal happiness, and that we too, as long as we live, may be healthy and have every day our daily bread? For the third wish, I do not know what to have." And the Lord said to him, "Will you wish for a new house instead of this old one?" "Oh, yes," said the man. "If I can have that too, I should like that very much." And the Lord fulfilled his wish and changed their old house into a new one, again gave them his blessing, and went on. The sun was high when the rich man got up and leaned out of his window and saw, on the opposite side of the way, a new, clean-looking house with red tiles and bright windows where the old hut used to be. He was very much astonished and called his wife and said to her, "Tell me, What can have happened? Last night there was this miserable little hut standing there, and today there is a beautiful new house. Run over and see how that has come to pass." So his wife went and asked the poor man, and he said to her, "Yesterday evening a traveler came here and asked for a night's lodging, and this morning when he took leave of us he granted us three wishes: eternal happiness, health during this life, and our daily bread as well, and besides this a beautiful new house instead of our old hut." When the rich man's wife heard this, she ran back in haste and told her husband how it had happened. The man said, "I could tear myself to pieces if I had but known that. That traveler came to our house too and wanted to sleep here, and I sent him away." "Quick," said his wife, "get on your horse. You can still catch the man up, and then you must ask to have three wishes granted to you."